Jens Lerik is with the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OHCA. He shared a statement on the crisis by humanitarian chief Tom Fletcher, who laid out some grim statistics.
Nearly 34 million people, or almost two out of every three, need humanitarian support. It is the world's largest humanitarian crisis. Hunger is tightening its grip. As the lean season is approaching, hundreds of thousands of children are acutely malnourished and millions are being deprived of an education. Women and girls are facing systemic and brutal sexual violence. Nearly 700 civilians were reportedly killed in drone strikes in the first 3 months of this year alone.
April 15th will mark year four of the conflict, which has become the world's worst humanitarian crisis by far. Ross Smith with the World Food Program said the Sudan is the most difficult place in the world to access with humanitarian assistance, with the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, deliberately targeting aid convoys.
It is our most complex and demanding operation in the world. Our teams are operating amid active conflict, shifting front lines, bureaucratic hurdles, and severe access constraints. Humanitarians, including our staff and our partner staff, are being targeted by perpetrators of this conflict. And yet, we continue to deliver. Each month this year, WFP has reached 3.5 million people across Sudan with emergency food and nutrition support, including families in the hardest-to-reach areas and communities that are newly displaced by fighting every month.
The civil war involves a fight for power between the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF. UN experts said the Darfur and Kordofan regions are in the most dire situations in the country. Anna Mutavati, with the group UN Women, says 17 million women and girls have been displaced, making them vulnerable to sexual violence, which has been used as a weapon of war in this conflict.
UN Women today has published a new gender alert highlighting that sexual violence has continued to surge across Sudan, with the number of women and girls requiring support for gender-based violence nearly doubling in the past 2 years and quadrupling since the start of the war 3 years ago. Two-thirds of women frontline responders that were surveyed by UN Women reported a significant increase in sexual violence in 2025, and half reported further escalation in 2026.
A UN report earlier this year concluded that the RSF and allied militias carried out systematic, ethnically based atrocities against non-Arab populations in Darfur, particularly in the city of El Fasher. The report said the group acted with genocidal intent, similar to the Darfur genocide of the early 2000s. UN experts said the world community has paid far too little attention to the crisis. Human rights groups agree. Amnesty International's Secretary General Agnes Callamard said in a statement, quote, "The Sudan conflict is not forgotten. It's being deliberately ignored and neglected," unquote. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.